On this Christmas day, we celebrate the giving of a precious gift. And this is a gift which keeps on giving. John writes in his Gospel, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life." We love to give and receive gifts. We wrap the gift to disguise it. We choose paper that we like. And we want to know that when we give a gift, it will get to its recipient. We may place a gift tag on the gift. Or write on a label. We ensure that the gift is ready to be given and ready to be received. We don't leave it lying on the table or sitting under the tree. It is to be opened and enjoyed. And when we receive the gift, we read the label and we see who it is from, and we unwrap and discover what it is. And you may have already had experience of this morning. We smile, or we frown, or we laugh, or we groan, or we're confused, depending on what it is. Today, we celebrate the giving of a most precious gift, Jesus Christ, God's Son. And John, in his Gospel, tells us that this gift, as it were, had a tag or a label on it, a to and a from written on it. Now, I have trouble, and you may have trouble, working out what present, what gift someone may like. My intention is for them to smile. Rather than frown. I want that gift to be enjoyed. And we know it's more likely that a gift will be enjoyed if it is given and received by someone who knows and understands us. Someone who knows what we like and what we don't like, or what we need, or what we have enough of. As God gives his gift of his own dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that this gift is indeed from God, who knows us and who loves us. God sent. See, he did not keep, did not withhold, did not hold back, but he gave his most precious gift. See, God knows you. God knows me, and he knew you and me from before time began. He knew every detail of our lives, short or long, and he knows our need. We each have need of a Saviour who is sent to save us. That baby in the manger has a tag on his toe. From God with love. See, God is the ultimate gift giver. And Jesus is the ultimate gift. God, by his very nature, is generous and gracious, giving what is not deserved, giving what cannot be earned, giving more than we could ever comprehend. And on that tag is also the word to. And you know what it's followed by? It's not followed by to someone else or to someone more deserving or to someone who has been good this year. It has your name on it. The gift of the Saviour in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is to you. Personalized. From God with love. See, God sends His Son Jesus as a precious gift with love and to be received with thankfulness. Know that Jesus has been sent to you. You are not the exception. You are not the one left out. You are not the one overlooked this year. God sent His Son for you. Because you were more deserving than anyone else? No. Because you have been good? No. Because God made a mistake? It should have been for someone else? No. Because you are thoroughly and unreservedly loved by God. So loved by God that He gave His Son to save us from all the wrong that we've done, to put us right with Him. See, this gift puts right the relationship that is broken between us and our loving Heavenly Father, where we've gone against Him and done wrong. So we are to accept Him, not reject Him. You are of great worth to God, because you are worth Jesus being born for you. You are worth Jesus dying for you. See, when you receive a gift, you unwrap it and enjoy it. You wear the socks. You use the shower gel. You play with the game. You switch on the cat. I never thought I'd ever hear that phrase before. You know, you wear the gifts. You use the gifts. You enjoy the gifts. You ride the bike. So receiving Jesus as Saviour and knowing Him as your Lord is receiving that gift. He belongs to you, you belong to Him. And He will transform your life forever, for eternity, as you follow Him, unwrapping more and more of His love and purposes for you each day that goes by, the gift that keeps on giving. We don't leave Him to one side, grow tired of Him, fed up with Him, He was for a season. But invite Him and His love for us right into the centre. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. May we each know the life of God, life in all its fullness. But one more thing. See, sometimes a gift given is to be a gift shared with others. As John reminds us, the sobering reality of this world of need. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. If we have accepted and received Jesus, if we know Him to be our Saviour, then He is to be shared with others. He's not the secret Santa present. He's not a secret Saviour. He is to be spoken about, shared in word and deed with others. Don't let Jesus be your best kept secret. See, Jesus isn't just for Christmas. God so loved the world. So may we point others also to that gift that could be theirs, that may be ours. That present of God present with us. Emmanuel, God with us, in this world, in our lives. Not one of us more or less deserving, all of us in need of a Saviour. Why would we hold him back from others? Why would we hold him back from ourselves? This Christmas, may we enjoy the presence of God present with us. He knows us. He loves us. And may we present him to others that we also know and love, and we know that God knows and loves. Amen.